father said to his son, "Fight is going on inside me. It's a terrible fight between two wolves. One wolf is evil. His anger, envy, sorrow, arrogance, self-pity, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other wolf is good. He is joy and peace, truth and love, serenity, humility, kindness and compassion. The same fight is going inside of you as well as me." The son thought about it for a minute and then said, "Well, which wolf will win?" The father simply replied, "The one you feed." Friends, closer home, there is a war going on inside each of us. It's a conflict between good and evil, between love and hate, between humility and pride. Whoever wins depends on our own choice. And by God's design, we are free to decide whom we favor and who we feed. So are we going to give in to good or evil? Are we going to seek to love or to hate? Are we going to seek to be humble or proud? Now, pride comes in different shapes and forms. And everyone, young, old, and between, struggles from the sin of pride. It's said that pride is our greatest enemy. It's also said humility is our greatest friend. Today's gospel, the Deacon Dan proclaimed, Luke tells us about an occasion when Jesus was invited to a dinner in a Pharisee's house. But observing the invited guests were competing with each other to choose a seat of honor. Talk about entitlement. Jesus saw it was a perfect opportunity to bring home an important lesson, the need for humility in the kingdom of God. Jesus echoes the reading from the book of Sirach that Mary Jo read this morning. My child, conduct your affairs in humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, and you will find favor with God. Lord, it's hard to be humble. What is humility? What is being humble all about? Well, humility comes from the Latin word humus, which means from the earth, close to the ground, from dirt to ashes, down to earth. Our definition reminds us of another proverb from China. The taller the bamboo grows, the lower it bends. The closer it is, therefore, to the ground. So being humble, friends, is keeping both feet on the ground. It's a great compliment that can be paid a person to say, they're a down-to-earth person. In our earthly journey, Jesus reminds us that humility is the key ingredient of the disciple. Like Jesus did, the humble person empties himself or herself. Nothing is there to claim on one's own. Because the humble person discovers that everything we have is not of our doing, but of God's gift. Pope Francis once said, if you wish to be holy, then start by being humble. When St. Augustine was asked about the three most important qualities for the Christian, he said, if you ask me which is the first virtue for a Christian, I would tell you that it's humility. If you ask me which is the second, I will say that it is humility. If you ask me which is the third, I will say that it is humility. And as often as you ask me this question, I shall always give you the same answer. And so this Labor Day weekend, as we labor day after day, friends, humility is the virtue of the seekers. It takes a lot of courage to acquire this virtue from its founded in truth, that we cannot achieve holiness without remembering who we are and whose we are. For Jesus teaches us today, this Labor Day weekend, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and everyone who humbles himself will be exalted.